now, Strauss.
Buddy, welcome to another episode of PPNJ. This is Percival.
This is B.
And I hope you guys are having a great day. Let's start off. How was your week?
So my weekend, starting off with Friday. I will get into some of this topic later on about a Zoom meeting that I was gonna have. But Friday at night, I lost horribly at Jackbox. I was dethroned by Isolus, Mr. Edgar. He is the reigning king. Hopefully he does a good job.
little plug-in, remember, watch us on Jackbox Fridays at 8 p.m. on twitch.tv/gettingbelligerent. Come watch us and have a good time. Watch us either win, lose, or just, you know, crack funny jokes.
Yeah, it was bad for me. I lost every single frickin' game. And not just lost, I lost bad. I was always last. And it may be the fact that I was not drinking, so.
Yeah, excuses.
For Saturday, we went to Costco, and we went, what, like around 11 o'clock?
Around there, yeah.
Yeah, it was around 11 o'clock, and I've been seeing video. We usually go in the morning. And we don't have to deal with sun, I guess, as bad reflecting on us. But this time around, I thought, you know what? I'm going to go Coachella ready. And I took my umbrella. So I was definitely ready. Some people, I felt bad for them. You looked at them and you can see the little smoke coming off of their skin.
Oh, please.
Babe, some of them people were red.
Well, that happens. Maybe get a tan. Get some color.
So anyways, after that we came back. I went to Target, uneventful, but I did get most of the stuff I needed. And then after that, oh yeah, I had coffee, well, social distancing type of coffee with my sister. We went to Starbucks because she really, you know, sometimes you need some coffee, and we talked about it. So we went, and first of all, we went to a drive-thru, and the people were not letting me get in the freaking drive-thru line. So she happened to see it say, you know, either mobile pickup or walk-up. I'm like, you know what, screw it. Let's just go park, and we'll go walk-up. So we go, and you ring a doorbell, and guess what? You couldn't do a walk-up because I didn't have enough memory on my phone to download the damn app. So,
whose fault is that?
That is not my fault. Anyways, so the employee, which again, it's not her fault. They should have taken that sign off. But her manager said that they couldn't allow people to do walk-ups. So it is what it is. My sister ended up getting me on her app. And it was good. It was all right. And then she was in her car, I was in my car, and we were talking and, you know, just shooting the breeze. Once we were done, I got back in the car to go into the drive-thru line because I was getting Percy his coffee cake.
Look, that coffee cake is delicious. I regret nothing.
But oddly enough, she was also going to get in the line to get something for her hubby. So I thought it was pretty funny. And then, let's see, Sunday. So Sunday, we'll talk about later. Well, I'm going to talk about it later. But in the midst of Mother Day stuff, I went to this, it's called Royal Donuts. It's basically like a 24-hour donut shop. Because I had an 8, I was super hungry, and my throat was just, if you can hear it now, it's just bad. And then there was a Starbucks, right? So my immediate thing is to go to Starbucks. It's just what comes to your mind, you know? But there was a long freaking line. I was like, nah, I'm not about that life right now. And there was nobody at Royal Donuts. Mind you, Royal Donuts was good to me when I used to live around that area because it's open 24 hours. So on my drunk nights, I'd go park my car and I would just, you know, chill there. They knew me, so That's pretty cool. Anyways, so instead of, you know, wasting $10-$15, I just wasted $2.50. Yeah. It's pretty dope. So after that, later on, I actually just came from dropping off another face mask to one of my friends. Yeah, and then that was basically my Sunday.
So that's your whole week, huh?
Oh. Well, it's...
Your weekend.
My weekend.
Your week was just what? Just work?
It was just work. I don't remember right now.
Yeah. Well, I had a vacation this week. This is my vacation before I start work tomorrow. But I didn't want to waste that time. So what I did was... Monday, I climbed on the roof and I did my best to try and patch it up. We had a leak a couple weeks ago when it rained, and I'm like, fuck, I don't want to pay. Well, especially right now with quarantine, I don't know if anybody would come out. But I'm like, you know what? Fuck it, I think I can fix this. I've seen YouTube videos. I can do this. I patched what I could. I did what seemed good. Cool. The next day, I was sore as fuck. Everything hurt. And I was like, Jesus, I was not made for fucking manual labor. I'll stick to tech. Because holy crap was I tired. But I was like, you know what? I still have other things to do. Throughout the week, I ended up working on a project that I've been wanting to do. And it's a comic wall. And basically, I bought a bunch of wood. Cut it. Stained it. And it's on my wall now. And I think it came out really nice. I'll be getting some good compliments from when I have my meetings with my friends on Zoom or on Discord, and they see it. And if you want to see it, you know, you can check us out on twitch.tv/gettingbelligerent. And you can see my comic wall there. But I think it came out great.
It did. And I was telling him that I thought it was going to be different.
She was already to talk shit. She didn't think it was going to be good. She was going to be like, oh, that's cute, honey. Good job.
No, not like that. It exceeded my expectations.
Such low expectations of it.
Wow, okay.
And then, let's see. Friday with Jackbox. I already mentioned that earlier. Saturday with Costco. I played poker with my friends. Didn't win.
How much you lose?
I only... The buy-in, which is $40. But other people, that shall remain nameless, put in a lot more money. But I usually, when I play, I just put in the first buy-in. I don't do buybacks or buy-ins just because I'm like, I don't want to expend this extra money. And then, what else did I do? Oh, so if you listened to last week's podcast, you might have remembered that I had a little purchase when I was drunk.
Oh,
it was a kumquat tree, and it came this week. And I got it. I was so happy, and I went and I planted it. And let's hope it doesn't die.
And what is the plant's name?
Planty. What? It's Planty. You leave Planty alone, right?
Such an original name.
Look, all right. Let's see what happens. I hope it thrives because I love kumquats, but I don't have a green thumb. I really don't. I'm good at I killed a freaking bamboo plant, so this one might not live long. But we'll see. Cross my fingers.
Well, that's not as bad. I killed an aloe vera plant.
I think we're at the same level at this point. All right. Well, let's get into our first topic. I'll go first. This is Mother's Day weekend. This is really pretty a rough time for me. For those of you who don't know, I lost my mother years ago to cancer. And I was actually very worried this week because of quarantine. I didn't think they're gonna let people, you know, into the cemeteries, but apparently they I had checked one. Well, we had come by from Costco on Saturday and I saw, oh wow, it's open, so I guess it's gonna be open, you know, today, Sunday. And me and took our mask, of course, and I'm gonna go buy flowers before I show up, and there's a freaking long ass line for flowers. Good thing people were keeping their social distancing, everyone had their masks. We got of course, they have to raise up the prices because Mother's Day, even in quarantine, raise up the prices for it. And by the time I got mine, they were already running low.
Wow.
Yeah, so because I guess I maybe didn't get their usual deliveries, whatever, but whatever. Went to the cemetery and, was there, you know, pay visit my mom. And then, mind you, before going there, I called my brother and told him, like, but he didn't pick up because I want to let him know, hey, you know, we're not going to be home. Just so you know, Because he has a tendency to drop by without letting people know. Lo and behold, a half hour visiting mom, he calls me. Hey, where are you? I'm in front. I'm like, jeebus, bro. I called you early. He goes, oh, I didn't see the call.
Oh, man.
All right. So I told him, just stay there. We're going to be there eventually. So after visiting mom, went back. Saw my brother. He's at the house, but he didn't go inside. We keep our social distance. But I had bought his wife flowers from behalf of our family to them, you know, because she's the mother of my nephews. So, mm-hmm. And then my brothers are like, damn it. Why'd you get her flowers? Now I gotta get her flowers.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Yeah, it's like,
now I get it. Okay, because he said something, but I didn't catch that's what he said. Oh my god.
He said, he's like, now I'm on the hook for flowers too. Oh, bro. Yeah, so that was my Mother's Day.
So, for me, me and my sister had talked that we were going to initially meet up at my mom's place at 10, but what she didn't know is that I was planning a little thing for them, which was going to be my sister, my mom, and my godmother. However, I wanted to make sure exactly when she was leaving the house, but it didn't work out that way. She ended up wanting to meet up at 11, which I thought, oh, perfect. I can actually do what I wanted to do for her. It didn't work out. I woke up late. I want to sleep late. Yeah. So, as usual, I was running late.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. So, I went to Ralph's, and luckily there was no line outside. But I was able to get them, you know, a little something. And she was waiting on me, and I told her, you know what, just go on without me, because she had to go to her mother-in-law's, right? So that's the whole reason why she couldn't stay longer. But I got there right at the tail end of her leaving, so she was able to receive the little gift, you know, a gift card, and she had to go. So when I got to my mom's place, I, you know, gave her her present. And then I took a little mini speaker with me. So I put in this one song from Vicente Fernandez, which, if y'all don't know who he is, he's a great Mexican singer, very prevalent everywhere. He's ubiquitous, I would say. I don't know anyone who doesn't know him, but anywho. So I played that on the mini speaker, and, you know, she loved it. Then after that, she's like, oh, that is so great. And I told her, okay. Oh, sorry. Let me rewind a little bit. I forgot this part. On Monday, I asked all three of them to give me their top three songs because I was going to serenade them, right? So my mom chose this one song that I have never, ever heard before. It's called, I think it's called Have to Say I Love You in a Song. I don't know if you ever heard that song.
No.
Okay. I've never heard it before. And the other song that I don't know how to break it to her, because that's not a love song. It's more like, you know, the other woman's song. I don't know how to break it to her.
I have to.
Yeah, I was hearing it, like, I'm definitely not gonna sing this song to you. No, not gonna happen. But anyway, so then I surprised her with that song because she said that she really wanted to hear it. And so she started crying, and, you know, she liked it and made her day. And then I was there for a while. And then after that, I actually had to use the bathroom, and I was super hungry, but I couldn't go inside of their house.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, just don't think about it. I was thinking about it, but then the feeling went away because I needed to drink tea. So, and then that's when I went to Royal Donuts because I was also super hungry. At this point, it was what, like 1 o'clock? It was 1 o'clock at this point. So I was like, dude, I need to eat something if I'm going to faint. So I drank my tea, and I went over to my godmother's house. And luckily, I was like, I needed to use the bathroom, but again, I couldn't go inside of her house. So, you know, I knocked on her door, and same thing, I played that song. She was recording me. She goes, oh my goodness, I'm ready. And after that, I told her, okay, Madrina, you know, hold on. She goes, there's more? And, you know, she was laughing. You know, she was all about it. Like, if you know my Madrina, she's always, like, a good time, you know. She's super dope. Has always been a second mom to me. And, anywho, so then I played one of the songs that she, from her top three, which was You Got a Friend in Me, which is a very touching song. So as she hears the chords, what I basically did is did a karaoke on my phone, and then I had the Bluetooth to that little speaker. So when she started heard those three notes, she's like, oh, that's why you were asking me. And I started laughing, and then soon after, you know, I started singing the song, but I was getting choked up, so you could hear my voice cracking. And then she sent me the video, actually, of me singing to her. And, you know, she was crying. So she thanked me and she said, Brenda, the things that you come up with sometimes, you know, I really appreciate it. So it was very heartfelt. So I did that and then came back. We ate some bulgogi. Is that how you say it? Bulgogi?
Yeah.
Oh, it was delicious. I loved it. I made rice. And then you cooked it.
Okay, you cooked the rice.
No, but he made the meat.
I cooked the bulgogi.
Yes. And then I was exhausted.
I was tired.
Yeah, and so then he goes, you want to go take a nap? He goes, sure, let's go nap. Because, oh, mind you, I had to go drop off the face mask, right, to my friend. And we took a, 30-minute nap?
Something like that.
Yeah, I needed it. So,
I hate the feeling when you come out of a nap, because at least for me, I never get out of a nap completely refreshed. I come out groggy. Like, wait, am I still like half asleep, half awake?
I'm kind of like that right now, to be honest with you. I don't think I had a good enough rest. But anywho.
Anyways.
Yeah. So, I went to go drop that off. But when I went to Ralph's, I was like, dude, I can't go. You know, see her, and because her mom, you know, lives, you know, there, so I can't bring her in, you know, nothing. So I went to Ralph's trying to get her some flowers. Nothing. Everything was cleared. There was no balloons. I was like, fuck, what am I gonna do? And then I was gonna sing her a song, but then I chickened out. So then I asked her, hey, what's your mom's favorite candy? So I just, luckily they had gift bags. I got a little gift bag and I put her favorite candy in there. And I'm like, here you go, Miss Garcia.
Like, you should have just got a block of cheese, some crackers. But here you go.
Yeah, no, she said thank you. And then I just chatted it up for a little bit for with my friend. And then we're here.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Looks like an eventful Mother's Day for you.
Yeah, I'm exhausted. Yeah, I'm serenading people. A side hustle. Side hustle. Anybody want to contract me? You let me know.
Anyways, if any of you guys are mothers, happy Mother's Day. You guys are awesome.
Feliz Día de las Madres.
Yep. All right. Well, let's go to our only topic for the day. Or our second topic for the day is, what was it?
So, this one's mine, and this was, again, what happened on Friday. And, has anyone ever tried to involve you in a pyramid scheme? This time it was unknowingly for me. So you go first.
Oh, me? Yeah. Oh, of course. they've tried. I'm always like, this seems very pyramid-like. And then you do research and like, this is definitely a pyramid scheme. But I remember the worst one I want to say. Not worst one, but I think one of my first exposures to it was back when I was, I think, in high school. Hmm. And a friend of mine at the time, their parents, you know, never came over. They're serving nameless. Wanted to talk to my parents about something, and I was like, that's weird, but okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And I really talk. And then they came over, and they were like, oh, you know, this is great opportunity. You know, you can make money. And I'm thinking, I'm over here trying to make money. What's going on here? Mm-hmm. But my parents were sitting there doing the whole spiel. And it was, I don't know if you ever heard of it, it's called La Luz de Oro. And it was a very famous thing back in the day. And they got caught eventually, and I think they ended up, like, you know, people getting repercussions for it.
Yeah.
But I remember after they left, my parents were like, what kind of shit are they trying to Because the thing is, they themselves have been victims of pyramid schemes in the past when they were younger. So yeah. I think everyone has to go through it to learn. Luckily, I didn't have to go through it because I saw it and I was like, all right. My parents showed me and they definitely like told me what the warning signs are. And as you get older, like, well, most people are intelligent enough not to actually do research. Other people just want to try quick money.
Yep.
The worst I remember, I felt bad for my bro, was the long time friend came over out of the blue and he was happy to see him. And he goes, oh, you know, how are you? They came, they talk. And then it turned out the friend had just come over to try to get him into a pyramid scheme.
Wow.
And I remember my dad and my mom were there. And then like the dude and his wife and my brother were all there. And then I was like, I'm not going to, I didn't know who the person was. I'm like, I'm not going to interrupt. I was in the garage. And I remember trying to go in and I see him like, what the fuck is that? He has a fucking presentation, like a presentation board?
Stop.
And I was like,
it.
Oh my God, this is, dude's really trying to sell his shit. Oh, excuse me. And then after, you know, they left, I told him, I'm like, so what the hell happened? He goes, stay away, just trying to sell us stuff. And it just sucks because you would think like they're playing off the sentiment of, oh, we're friends. It's been a while. Let's talk. And it's always it's always like, oh, but let me give you this awesome opportunity that we, no, because anytime you hear that, you automatically fuck that.
Yeah, that pisses me off, especially when it's something along those lines that you haven't tried to contact me in years or months, and then you come up with this shit.
Oh,
you best believe I'm gonna give you a piece of my mother effing mind.
That happened to me a couple years ago too. I forgot to mention it. I did tell you.
Yeah.
It was a friend. I'm not gonna say who it was. And it's someone that was really good friends in high school. And then we just kind of lost touch because, you know, life. And they called me out the blue. And I was super happy. I'm like, hey, how are you? We had a nice conversation. And then comes the, well, I'm calling you also because... And they tried to give me a spiel about bundling some... da 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 da. And I was like, honestly, like, no. Like, I just got this. I already have my stuff, my payments. I have everything set. I don't need it. Oh, but, you know, this will really help me. And then they started going into that side of it, like...
Wow.
I'm like, that's really, like, I'm going through shit, too. Like, don't do this. Like, and then you can hear, like, someone in the back, I guess it's a supervisor, they'll tell him something else. And I'm like, you know what? I'm good. I'll talk to you later.
Oh.
It hurt. It really hurt. Because this was a friend, and then...
A good friend.
It used to be a good friend.
Shh. Mm-mm. Woo! I would have gone off. I don't know what I would have done. Yeah. But yes.
What brings this up?
This is the reason why I'm bringing it up. So, on Thursday, I'm going to say Thursday just because I have a bad memory. I get this random text. I don't even have this person's number on my phone, right? Mind you, if I don't have your number, I am not going to pick up unless it's something that I'm waiting for, right? So, this former coworker, mind you, I don't know how she got my number now that I think about it. But anyways, I had her old number. So, I don't know where she got my number. Anyways, so she sends me a message saying that she, you know, she said her name, her last name. I'm like, oh, okay, I do know you. And then said, oh, so I'm working for this new company. It's one of the best in such and such area. And I just wanted, you know, with all of the cutbacks and people getting furloughed, I didn't know if you were one of those people. And I wanted to present you with a great opportunity. And also, I have one of my good friends that is included in this text. And her name is FYNZ, right?
Mm.
And so then FYNZ was like, oh, you know, homegirl has told me all these great things about you, how you're such a hard worker and blah, blah. And I'm like, this is the most random shit. And why... to me, it's just red flags already popping up. But I told myself, whatever opportunity comes up, just look into it. Because before, I was very much on the fence of everything. But
nope.
Yeah, but this, I'm like, you know what? There's no harm in me seeing what's going on, right? So I'm like, you know what? Let me try. But in this text, nowhere did it say the company name, what their job was. So a couple hours later, I was like, it was just eating at me. I'm like, you know what? closed mouths don't get fed. So let me ask her exactly what the hell her company is. So hours later, she says, oh, I'm so sorry. I was in the middle of appointments. Here, this is the website. I go to the website. I was like, oh, hell no. I know the type of people you are. I was like, uh-uh. And so then I kind of asked for Percy's 2 cents, right? And long story short, he gave me his 2 cents. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not feeling it. So why am I going to go through a Zoom meeting, which I had at 7 a.m. Okay. Yeah. So I told her as best as I could. I didn't think I was a right fit for what she was looking for. But I wish her the best of luck. Right. And so then she comes back at me saying, oh, well, don't you want to see what I do? So then maybe you could recommend someone. And I was like, bitch, no, I'm gonna try to be nice and tell you no. So I just, I said, her, no, it's okay, but I'll recommend anyone in the future that might. So basically I had a situation a couple years ago with a friend, right? She was supposedly a friend. Again, I don't know how much of her, she didn't know what was going on. So she took me in, said, I need training. So basically you're there to help me train. Okay, dope. Cool. I'm all about helping people, right? Grow them, you know, have growth. So I went in and then her lead, was telling me, you know, this planning stuff, blah, blah, blah. And then her training turned into an interview for me. So I look over to her, this face like, really? You're setting me up right now? And she gives me this face like, I didn't know this was gonna happen, you know? And so he goes on with this spiel. And I'm like, okay, at this point, cool. You're gonna fuck up my time. I'm gonna waste the hell out of your time because I am definitely not interested in what you're smoking right now. And she even writes down in her paper, I'm so sorry. I did not know this was gonna happen. I was like, cool, bro. All good. So he goes with this little spiel. And I told him, you know what? Thanks, but I'm not interested. And his jaw dropped and he goes, what do you mean you're not interested? I'm not interested. He goes, we just were here for an hour and you're telling me you're not interested. No, he was trying to get me to pay like $300 up front for some, I don't know what else. He's like, and then when you start breaking, this is a thing.
Magic beans.
Exactly. And he's like, okay, well, you're going to pay $300 up front. And then once you get more people in, blah, blah. And then when he said that, I go, do you hear yourself? Do you think I'm that stupid? No. I'm not interested.
It's just covering fee, but then the money just
gets raked in. He was pissed. he was fuming, and then looks at my, you know, friend, and was like really, you brought her in for what? Yeah, I was like, that's on you. Like, you're gonna waste my time. I'm as sure as hell waste your time. So, yeah. After that, I'm very weary on certain business types. So yeah, no, not for me.
We all go through it. It's a learning experience. It sucks. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is the thing. If you listen to your gut, you know, if you feel like something's not right, ask questions. Don't jump into things just because someone is like beating you down, saying you have to give me this money now to make money later. No, you have the right. It's your money. You get to choose what you want to do with it. No one's ever going to pressure you to do whatever the hell you want to do. No, sorry, that's my rant. I'm
good. And on that note, remember, everybody, listen to your gut. Don't trust pyramid schemes.
Nope. Don't do it.
And don't be afraid to say F off.
Yeah.
Alright, well, that concludes this another episode of PB&J.
Yep.
Hope you guys have a great day, evening, night, or whenever the hell you listen to us.
Bye!